good percentage, as you can see by the numbers, of our recyclables went to the Chinese market. Many of our loads are contaminated. There are items in the loads that are not supposed to be there. So if you have plastic waste, then you have waste streams or materials mixed in with it that are not plastic or paper or other materials. So that was a big lead up to that over the years, you know, as we've gone to single stream recycling, which is throw everything in the bin versus sorting it. We've had a hard time keeping those loads clean. So what we're seeing is all the material that we are producing, a lot from single-use items like plastic bottles, we now are going to have to find something to do with that material that we collect for recycling right here domestically.
At the Colorado Association for Recycling Summit for Recycling next week, gubernatorial candidates Jared Polis and Donna Lynn will talk about building a new recycling economy in Colorado. What does this mean?
So instead of going back and extracting virgin material to create products, we look to capture the recyclable material from used items, put that back into a closed loop or circular economy to create those marketable or sellable items again that way using recyclable material versus virgin material. Also, it creates 9 times more jobs when you have a product made from recyclable material versus if you're just sending all that material straight to the landfill after use.
That sounds like a recycler's dream. I mean, isn't that the whole point of recycle and reuse?
It is. It's the whole point of recycle, reuse, remanufacture, repurpose, and the list goes on. Obviously, reduction is a big part of that. You know, we'd like to see the reduction of plastic bag use and a lot of single-use items. Because even if we are able to build circular economies for plastics and paper and metal and all different materials, at some point we are generating too much material. But yes, in terms of the material that we are generating now, that is the dream, is to create this circular economy so that you not only build economy, create jobs, but you don't have to go back and mine those natural resources, which we are getting short on.
Talk about the other speakers at next week's summit.
We have speakers from the cannabis industry. Recycling really, from a business and an economic perspective, flows through everyone's profit and loss statement. So the cannabis industry came to us and said, hey, you know, we have so much compostable material, being the stems and leaves and plant waste. We also have so much plastic packaging material, and we could really help with increasing the recycle rate in Colorado. We have a lot of clean tech, as we call it, folks coming, people that have really neat technologies to deal with these plastics, such as taking the plastic and essentially returning it back to its original form in the form of an oil. We have people doing really neat things with tires, with cartons, like milk cartons and things like that, and turning those into building material that can be used in construction. So there's the whole gamut kind of a circular economy coming, and we talk about the financial piece of building out infrastructure to collect and process, and how do we attract these companies that I just mentioned, these tech companies, as end markets to use these products. And so we'll have them pretty much all there from A to Z at the summit.
Well, Lori Johnson, Executive Director of the Colorado Association for Recycling, thank you very much.
It was my pleasure.